I will reveal to you the deepest secrets of purgatory, many of which you have never heard. Imagine if this had happened to you. Sister Mary Gabriel had died and appeared to her fellow sister in the convent, Sister Mary de la Croix, and began revealing over a period of 16 years many, many secrets of purgatory. She wrote these down. The whole experience was frightening. She didn't even know if it was the devil or not for many years. She constantly doubted, but she wrote it down anyway. Please help this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, without much further ado, let's begin, especially this one for the Feast of All Souls. And I will have kind of a short commentary just after each quote. On All Souls Day, many souls leave the place of expiation and go to heaven. Also, by a special grace of God, on that day only, all the suffering souls, without exception, have a share in the public prayers of the church. Even those who are in the great purgatory, which we'll talk about later, still the relief of each soul is in proportion to its merit. Many of the suffering souls receive this one help only in all the long years they pass here, and this by the special grace of God. It is not, however, on All Souls Day that the most go to heaven. It is on Christmas night. In other places, she talks about that there are some in purgatory that cannot receive prayers by a just decree of God. So All Souls Day is the only day that every soul in purgatory can receive and benefit from our prayers. Pray on that day, therefore. Make that day an intense day of prayer. That was on page 41, if you're trying to follow along. Now let's begin chronologically. On page 11, it gives great joy to God when anyone is the cause of freeing a soul from purgatory. You want to give joy to God? This is it. You want to give great joy to God, free a soul from purgatory. Listen to how she feels. And this is all from Sister Mary Gabriel. Oh, how I desire to go to heaven. What a martyrdom we suffer once we have seen God. She means when you are judged, you see God, then you go to purgatory. Purgatory is a martyrdom, like you're dying. Later on, page 13, yes, I suffer very much. But my greatest torment is not seeing God. It is a continuous martyrdom. It makes me suffer more than does the fire of purgatory. Later on, you love God as He wants you to. If you love God as He wants you to, you will experience a little bit of the pining which makes one long to be united to the object of one's love, to Jesus. On page 13, the purgatory of religious is much longer and more rigorous than that of people in the world because religious abuse special graces. Many nuns are abandoned in purgatory by their own fault. Of course, for nobody ever remembers them. In page 13, no one can have a real understanding of the sufferings in purgatory. No one thinks of them in the world. Even religious communities forget that they should pray for the poor souls and that they should inspire their pupils with this devotion. They in turn would bring this devotion to other people in the world. That's why this channel focuses a lot on reminding people all year long about purgatory, because most forget. Page 18. Yes, we have seen the Blessed Virgin. She has gone back to heaven with many souls, but I am still here. You feel the heat? Alas, if you knew what the heat of purgatory is compared to yours, a little prayer does us much good. It is like a glass of water given to a thirsty person. So I estimated that the temperature in purgatory is like about 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Later on, she says it's because it's in the center of the earth. You can look up on Google, what is the temperature in the center of the earth? And it's at least 4,000 degrees, maybe more. I know for certain that the center of the earth is 4,000 miles from the crust. This is very far. But the temperature is insane. The only thing hotter on Earth that we have is the heat of an atomic bomb. Page 27. So there are three levels of purgatory, at least, that she tells us about. In the second purgatory, which is still purgatory, but very different from the first one, which she calls the Great Purgatory, that's the lowest level. One suffers a great deal, but less than in the great place of expiation. Then there is a third stage, which is the purgatory of desire, where there is no fire. The souls who did not desire heavenly ardently enough who did not love God sufficiently are there. It is there that I am at this moment. Further, in these three parts of purgatory, there are many degrees of variation, little by little, as the soul. She mentions that theme that one of the traits or the faults that people have is not wanting heaven enough. That's why you need to go watch that movie, After Death, to increase your desire for heaven. We need to have that as Catholics. Page 32. I can tell you about the different degrees of purgatory because I have passed through them. In the great purgatory, there are several stages. In the lowest and most painful, like a temporary hell, are the sinners who have committed terrible crimes during life and whose death surprised them in that state. Woe to those people. It was almost a miracle that they were saved, and often by the grace of God. Page 33. Very few escape this. This is called, it's this level called the threshold. That's the last level before you get to heaven. To avoid it altogether, one must ardently desire heaven, hear that again, and the vision of God. This is rare, rarer than people think, because even pious people, you and I, are afraid of God and have not therefore a sufficiently strong desire of going to heaven. Think about that. Page 33, this one is profound. There are no names in the other world. You cannot compare purgatory and earth. There's more to that quote, but that's all that I highlighted. So what she means is that people's names in heaven or in purgatory and in heaven, it's only about God. That's why the angels have names like Michael, which means who is like God, Gabriel, God heals. So our names in heaven have nothing to do with us because we're not selfish anymore. They're only about God and they only tell people about God. Think about that, how amazing that is. That's why in Hebrew, El means God. And so that's why the names are Michael, Gabriel, Raphael. So we will have a name that refers to God and not to us. That's amazing. Page 34 on purgatory. It is in the center of the earth. So this is confirming another book that I read from, I forget the name of that book, but that was by St. Catherine of Genoa. So center of the earth, that's where purgatory is. Close to hell, as you saw one day after Holy Communion. The large number of souls there are confined to a limited space. There are thousands and thousands of souls there. But then what space does a soul occupy? Page 34. 8 years is how long she had been there, and it seems to me like 10,000. So different souls in purgatory, in their experience of purgatory, will experience time differently. In one video I talked about that a week felt like 7,000 years. You know, from all this kind of information, time there moves significantly slower. Some will experience it a lot slower, some much more quickly. Page 34. God often, this is a good one. You need to write this one down. God often accords more graces through the intercession of these suffering souls than through the prayers of the saints. I've told you this before, but you didn't listen. Now you need to. The souls in purgatory have more intercessory power often than the saints. Think about that. Let the Father, she's talking about the priest that she would have in contact, Sister Mary of the Cross, let the Father, when he wishes to be sure of obtaining what he wants, ask the souls who have loved Our Lady most. So if the souls in purgatory often have more intercessory power than the saints, the ones in purgatory that are the most powerful are the ones that loved Mary. That should blow your mind. You want the highest helpers? Ask the Marian souls in purgatory. That's like the most profound thing I've ever said in my life, right there. These in consequence, she wishes most of all to release. Who's she? Mary. He will see whether his prayer is heard or not. You want a prayer answered? Yeah, what's up? You ask the Marian souls in purgatory and they will grant you everything. Guaranteed. Page 41. Very few souls in purgatory get any prayers. The majority are totally abandoned and no thought or prayers are given them on earth. That's the truth. Page 43. the souls in purgatory. They pray and thank God for his infinite mercies in their regard, because the space between purgatory and hell for some of them was very narrow, and they barely escaped falling into hell. Judge then what the gratitude of those souls is who barely were rescued from Satan. Page 46. These do not stay long in purgatory. These are souls in purgatory that had a strong devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. A few well-said prayers, a few sacrifices soon deliver them. But when there are souls like mine, and that is nearly all whose lives have been so empty and who paid little or no attention to their salvation, then their whole life has to be begun over again. Can you imagine going to purgatory and starting over? I would hate that, but that's what happens to them. Has to be begun over again in this place of expiation. The soul has to perfect itself all over again and love and desire him whom it did not love sufficiently on earth. Do not let this happen to you. This is the reason why the deliverance of some souls is delayed. God has given me a great grace in allowing me to ask for prayers. I did not deserve it, but without this, I would have remained like most of those here. Page 50, on certain devotions to purgatory. The heroic act, I have a video about that, is very pleasing to God and of great help to the souls in purgatory, and very helpful to the generous souls who make it by giving up part of their merits. They do not lose, but actually gain. The heroic act, go find out what it is, do it. Don't ask questions, just do it. Page 51, as for the plenary indulgences, I may as well tell you that few, very few people gain them entirely. There has to be such a wonderful disposition of heart and will that it is rare, much rarer than you think it is, to have the entire remission of one's fault. In purgatory, we receive only the indulgences applied to us by way of suffrage, as God permits according to our dispositions. Page 60. While you are still on earth, it is impossible to understand what God demands of a soul expiating its sins in purgatory. You are under the impression that many prayers well said, look at this, she says, that many prayers well said will place a soul almost at once in possession of eternal happiness. It is nothing of the kind. Who can fathom the judgments of God? She begins talking about how it is really hard to release a soul from purgatory, and that we are very naive here on earth, especially nowadays. Page 61, there are many souls in purgatory depending on you to deliver them from this place of suffering. Pray with all your heart for them. So even though it's difficult, do not give up. You must do that. Page 65, use every minute well, as each one of them is an opportunity to merit heaven and escape purgatory. She continues, oh, if we here had only 5 minutes of the time that you waste thinking about yourself and wondering if what I say to you is true or false, what we in turn would do for him for whom we yearn so ardently. Instead of receiving the things that people tell us humbly and changing, we fight it in our minds. Page 65 again, avoid his tricks, the devil's. Throw yourself wholeheartedly into the work of your sanctification, and let this year be the beginning of that perfect life that Jesus has been expecting from you all this while. Page 67, on earth we manage our own affairs, but in the next world, God arranges for us as he thinks fit. There are but few real friendships on earth. Often people love each other from caprice or self-interest. Then a little coldness, a word, a want of attention separates friends who seemed inseparable. That is because God is not in possession of their souls. Only hearts that are overflowing with the love of Jesus can give of their superabundance to their friends. All friendship that is not rooted in God is false and is not lasting. But when Jesus takes possession of a heart, it can love and do good to its friends because it has in it the source of pure and unalloyed friendship. All the rest is human and nothing else. Always have a higher aim than those of the earth, which is worldliness. Never seek the esteem or friendship of anyone. Jesus alone is yours, and he wishes you to be his forever. Your heart is not too large for him. Love him alone. Page 70. Learn to respect the rule and priests. Those who attack the ministers of Jesus Christ wound him seriously, as they are the apple of his eye. woe three times. Woe to any man or woman who acts in this manner. Be very careful when you criticize priests. Page 70. It is the soul that God loves most that he crucifies on earth. But this cross sent by God has always a certain sweetness mingled with its bitterness. It is not so with the crosses that come to us through our own fault. In them, we find unmixed bitterness. Crosses from God, bitterness with joy. Crosses from us, bitterness. Very simple. Page 75. You must live the life of the elect, whose only occupation is to enjoy, love, and lose themselves entirely in God himself. And the last quote, this one, I leave it the best for last because it gives you precise information. Listen to this. Are you ready? Are you ready? I receive far more relief from one of your actions done in union with Jesus than from a vocal prayer. Because what is it that God hears? He hears all that is done with an interior spirit. The more closely a soul is united with God, the more readily does he grant all it asks. A soul intimately united with Jesus is the mistress of his heart. Strive then after this union which Jesus has desired to have with you for so long. You want to please him? Well, this is the only way. You approach closer to his heart by great attention to the least manifestations of his holy will. He must be able to twist and turn you as he likes, and he must never find any resistance on your part. My friends, I mined and worked through this book to get you the best of it, because that's what I want from you. I will have other series looking at this book, getting quotes that talk about prayer, getting quotes that talk about heaven, and getting quotes that talk about the spiritual life for us to deepen our relationship with Jesus. Thank you for joining me. Thank you. Pray for this channel in this month of November. Pray for the souls in purgatory. Support me in any way that you can. I will see you in the next one.